Welcome to the Dan Hart Financial Services Money Verse of the Week. The Bible addresses money and possessions more than any other topic. Join us each weekday at 7:55 a.m. as we employ God's Word and perspective to our relationship with money and investing. With today's Money Verse of the Week, here's Dan Hart.
Do you have a favorite song? For over 25 years, The Great Adventure has been my favorite. You know the one, saddle up your horses, we've got a trail to blaze. Let's follow our leader. This is life like no other. This is the great adventure. Recorded in Matthew 6:24, Jesus said, "No one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money." If we're willing to go on an adventure unlike any other, we can shift our thinking to ask, which master are we trying to serve when making any kind of life decision? This certainly covers our topic, financial decisions. Does God want you to spend some of His money to take care of your needs? Of course, the Apostle Paul worked and earned money so he wouldn't be a burden on others. Does He want you to have savings? Yes, Proverbs says we are to have a surplus and store up for the reasonable needs we will have in the future. And are we to give to God's work and to others in need? Yes, this is the theme really from cover to cover in God's Word. Maybe a place to start is to ask for the Holy Spirit's help answering three questions. What are our leader's goals, God's goals, in regard to taking care of ourselves and our family? What are the leader's goals in regard to preparing for future needs and wants? And what are the leader's goals in building up His kingdom? Get a start on those three questions, and you'll be getting a start on your great adventure.
For more information on a biblical perspective on money, visit rightrelationshipwithmoney.com. Securities and investment advice through G.A. Repel & Company, member FINRA, SIPC.